Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want a deeper look at what Mexican Independence Day is all about, because what we're seeing on the news is people celebrating in the streets and other people complaining that there are traffic jams. And so we thought we would turn to Cesario Moreno, the chief curator of the National Museum of Mexican Art and Mexican Culture here in Chicago. Cesario, thank you for joining us. Can you give us the history and the significance of Mexican Independence Day?
Of course. So, you know, today, the 16th of September in Mexico is the equivalent of the 4th of July here in the United States. It's the day that Mexicans all over the world, wherever they may be, celebrate their independence. And the best way they do that is by the ringing of a bell on the eve of the 16th. So that's to say that the really big celebration in Mexico City already took place last night on the 15th. And the bell ringing is sort of symbolic of the priest, Miguel Hidalgo, who rang the bell and sort of started gathering the people to rise up against the Spanish colonizers. And that was in 1810.
And so the celebrations we see on the streets happening in Chicago, is that just the younger generation that's just out having fun and putting flags on their car and honking their horns, just a way to celebrate?
Yes, without a doubt. You know, I think especially in Chicago, where we have so many different ethnic groups that from different neighborhoods that drive around and celebrate, whether it be a Pulaski Day or Puerto Rican Day or St. Patrick's Day. You know, the youth. Full energy is definitely out there, and I would certainly say that for the most part, it is with younger people and car culture here in the city of Chicago. You know, in Mexico, there are actually rules about how the flag must be properly displayed, and certainly in Mexico City, in Mexico, it would. Probably be frowned upon, but you know, things change, and the next generation kind of does things their own way, which I'm happy that there's still pride in where we come from and our roots and in our culture. And so, of course, you know, every generation kind of takes it into their own hands to do it their way.
Cesario Moreno is the chief curator of the National Museum of Mexican Art and Mexican Culture in Chicago. Today is Mexican Independence Day, and as you saw, people were doing impromptu parades last night. They'll be doing that again today. You know, on the 4th of July, we would say, hey, happy 4th of July. How do we address people from Mexico on this day of celebration?
The common yell or the cry for independence actually is what it's actually called, is the El Grito, which is Viva México. And the reply back to somebody who says that would be Viva. So it's long live Mexico, and then somebody else would reply back and say, yes, long live. So Viva México is without a doubt the El Grito de Independencia, the cry of independence that is still being yelled out and spread throughout Mexico today. I don't know how many centuries later, since 1810, the cry is still going out across Mexico.
And Cesario, how many Mexican Americans reside in Chicago?
You know, the I don't know the exact number, but I know that. So if we look at the Latino population, and you know, by that, of course, I mean Puerto Ricans and Cubans and the rest of Latin American people, we make up 30% of the population of Chicago. So we're the second largest group in the city of Chicago. And of that 30% of Latinos in Chicago, 75% are Mexican. So Mexicans, without a doubt, make up the majority of Latinos in a city that is 30% Latino.
Cesario Moreno is the chief curator of the National Museum of Mexican Art and Mexican Culture. How many school children do you host every year at the museum?
Oh, my goodness. Hundreds and hundreds. The Education Department has those stats, but, you know, let's put it this way. Just during our Day of the Dead exhibit, which is September through December, we get over 85,000 visitors. The grand majority of those visitors are school groups that come in. During that time of year, if you were to come to the museum, you'd see one group leaving and one group pulling up. It is our busy, busy time. And, you know, the museum was founded by educators, by Chicago public school teachers. They founded the exhibit at the museum in 1987. We opened our doors. And so everything we do here is geared towards education. We use fine art, obviously. We use artifacts and all kinds of wonderful works that were created by Mexicans. But ultimately, the goal of the museum is to educate people about Mexico, whether you're from Mexico or whether you're not from Mexico. I think our culture has a lot to show and contribute, and has a lot in common with so many other groups that live here in Chicago.
Is it inappropriate for me to say Mexico if I am not from that country?
No, not at all. Mexico is the way it's pronounced, and it's the Spanish way of saying it. And I think people would smile and be very happy that you are actually calling it Mexico. Without a doubt, it should be called Mexico.
Excellent. And one last question. I'm guessing this is not the day that people of your culture go to Mexican restaurants to celebrate, right?
No, for the most part, people stay home. There's a lot of festivities. You know, again, like a 4th of July, families get together. There's some drinking. There's some good meals cooked in the kitchen. And, you know, it's a day off, so nobody went to work for the past 2 days in Mexico. And so it is probably not the biggest day for restaurants.
Thank you so much for joining us and helping people understand. I know when I was talking to John Williams, he's like, well, I don't see the other communities doing this. But when you said St. Patrick's Day, I think everybody went, oh, yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yep. That's it. It's a Chicago thing, huh?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And happy, what did you say? How can I do this? Oh, viva la Mexico.
Viva Mexico.
Viva Mexico.
Que viva.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we've got some Kevin James tickets we're going to turn you on to. And Bob Surratt left us a voicemail on our voicemail. If you didn't hear it yesterday, we played it late in the show. We'll share it with you next. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary.